ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, chapter entitled Ideal Family Life, verse 16. Yarhi Atmano Adhikaradaya Sarva Tyur यज्ञ संपदा वैतानिकेना विधिना अग्नि होत्रदीना यजे यरि आत्मनो अधिकाराद्य सर्वास्योर यज्ञ संपदा वैतानिकेन विधिना अग्निहोत्र दिना यजेत यरि आत्मनो अधिकाराद्या सर्वास्योर यज्ञ संपदा वैतानिकेन विधिना अग्निहोत्र दिना यजेत यरि आत्मनो अधिकाराद्या सर्वास्योर यज्ञ संपदा वैतानिकेन विधिना अग्निहोत्र दिना यजे। वैतानिकेन विधिना अग्निहोत्र दिना यजे यरि आत्मनो अधिकाराद्य सर्वास्योर यज्ञ संपदा वैतानिकेन विधिना अग्निहोत्र दिना यजे अधिकात्मनो अधिकाराद्या सर्वासुर यज्ञ संपदा वैतानिकेन विधिना अग्निहोत्र दिना। माताजी व्हाट टू वर्ड मीनिंग यरि व्हेन आत्मनः ऑफ वन सेल्फ अधिकार आदाय थिंग्स पजेस्ड बाय हिम अंडर फुल कंट्रोल सर्वा एवरीथिंग सो बिकम्स यज्ञ संपदा पैराफर्नेलिया फॉर परफॉर्मिंग यज्ञ और द मीन्स फॉर प्लीजिंग द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। Vaitanikena, with authorized books that direct the performance of yajna. Vidhina, according to regulative principles. Agnihotra adina, by offering sacrifices to the fire. Yajet, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. When one is enriched with wealth and knowledge which are under his full control and by means of which he can perform yajna or please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one must perform sacrifices. offering oblations to the fire according to the directions of the Shastras. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parpat. If a grihastha or a householder is sufficiently educated in Vedic knowledge and has become sufficiently rich to offer worship to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he must perform yajnas as directed by the authorized scriptures. Bhagavad Gita 3.9 clearly says, Yajna arthat karmano anyatra loko yam karma bandana. Everyone may be engaged in his occupational duties, but the result of these duties should be offered for the sacrifice to satisfy the Supreme Lord. If one is fortunate enough to possess transcendental knowledge as well as the money with which to perform sacrifices, one must do it according to the directions given in the Shastras. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krite yadhyayato vishnum, tretayam yajato makhe, dvapare paricharyayam kalautad hari kirtanas. The entire Vedic civilization aims at satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This was possible in Satyoga by meditation upon the Supreme Lord within the core of one's heart, and in Treta Yoga by performance of costly yajnas. The same goal could be achieved in Dwapar Yoga by worship of the Lord in the temple. And in this age of Kali, one can achieve the same goal by performing Sankirtan Yajna. Therefore, one who has education and wealth must use them to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by helping the Sankirtan movement that has already begun, the Hare Krishna movement or Krishna consciousness movement. All educated and wealthy persons must join this movement, since money and education are meant for service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If money and education are not engaged in the service of the Lord, these valuable assets must be engaged in the service of Maya. The education of so-called scientists, philosophers and poets is now engaged in the service of Maya, and the wealth of the rich is also engaged in Maya's service. The service of Maya, however, creates a chaotic condition in the world. Therefore, the wealthy man and the educated man should sacrifice their knowledge and opulence by dedicating them for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord and joining this Sankirtan movement. Yajna Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedhasa. Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhavitam Sam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshatarine Namo Mahavajanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratishe Namah. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So once we were distributing books in the train, and one person
You know, he has read Bhagavad Gita, ISKCON Bhagavad Gita, and nicely read, understood. So he was saying that I have read your Bhagavad Gita, but I am not very convinced or happy. I said, why? He said, your Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, he has written, I was just reading 6th chapter, which is Dhyan Yoga, where Krishna is talking about meditation, dealing with mind. But Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he has written in all the purports about Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then I realized and I went, most of the purports in that chapter, Prabhupada mentions that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the meditation. So he told, and then I realized. And we see wherever it comes dealing with mind, Prabhupada writes Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And wherever there is a description of Yajna, Prabhupada writes Sankirtan Yajna. Entire Bhagavatam, wherever Prabhupada has written, even though here Bhagavatam we are talking about different kind of yajnas, and further in few verses ahead we will see how to perform, when to perform different yajnas, but Prabhupada is writing about Sankirtan Yajna. That's the beauty of Srila Prabhupada, what he has given to the world. Because in Kali Yuga, everything is topsy-turvy. Everything is upside down. So if Prabhupada would have given us, you know, the gradual process, the so-called systematic process given in so many Vedic literatures, which even Krishna never recommended to Arjuna. So there was no hope for the world. So seeing this topsy-turvy situation of Kali Yuga, Prabhupada gave us such a process that whoever you are, wherever you are, whichever situation you are, Prabhupada has engaged every one of us directly in service of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, who knew this process, what Prabhupada has given? So this is what an acharya can do. He gives the befitting process as per time, place and circumstances, seeing the situation of the conditioned souls. So check, verse 15 has no purport, so I'll just read the translation, the verse also. Devan rishin bhutani pitrinatmanam anvaham sa vrittaya gata vittena yajeta purusham prithak. Translation: every day one should worship the Supreme Being who is situated in everyone's heart, and on this basis one should separately worship the demigods, the saintly persons, ordinary human beings and living entities, one's forefathers and one's self. In this way one is able to worship the Supreme Being in the core of everyone's heart. Interesting here. It's mentioned we should worship demigods, saintly persons, ordinary human beings and living entities. Means other living entities apart from them. And oneself. Somehow we do that. Some part we follow. Worshipping oneself. But here, worshipping oneself, seeing Krishna seated in the heart of every living entity. So in this verse of today, it said, when one is enriched with wealth and knowledge which are under his full control and by means of which he can perform yajna or please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one must perform sacrifices, offering oblations to the fire according to the directions of the Shastras. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the focus again and again is given on worshipping and pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why Srila Prabhupada is writing about Sankirtan Yajna. So few words which I found interesting for discussion. First is Vaita Nikena. Vaita Nikena means according which authorized books that direct the performance of yajna. We should perform yajna, but with the help or guidance of the authorized books. Otherwise, many people, they perform yajna according to their own whimsical tendencies, or not as per time, place, circumstances. Like in Brahma Vyavarta Puran, and even in Padma Puran, it is mentioned that if there is some ceremony like Shraddha, but it falls on the day of Ekadashi, Jai Shri Shri Radharas Vihari Bhagwan Ki, Lalita Vishakha Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. So if the ceremony like Shraddha falls on Ekadashi, then we should not do that. We should do on the other day of Dwadashi, that Shraddha. If one performs the Shraddha ceremony on Ekadashi, the performer, the pujari, the people who receive the food on that day from that part, everyone will go to hell. So these are the details given in the authorized literatures. So it's very important for all of us also to refer to authorized scriptures. Now, we have Prabhupada's books, the most authorized scriptures, so we don't have to worry. But where it comes of following, we have to see whether are we following the scriptures or the instructions given by acharyas, or are we following the mind. Very close. Sometimes devotees ask, Prabhuji, this, I'm feeling this inspiration coming within, from within. I'm not able to decide whether that inspiration is coming from mind or from Paramatma. It's very subtle. Until unless one is at very high level of consciousness, one cannot differentiate. So then, if we are not elevated so much, then for differentiation, we have scriptures. Whether it is matching those instructions. Prabhupada said that if you see your spiritual master in your dream, that's auspicious. But if you get the instructions, better check with the spiritual master. Mind can cheat us. So that's why this word, authorized books, instructions which are coming from the authorized source. Then another word comes is vidhina. Next word is according to the regulative principles. So following the vidhi. And yajna. So Prabhupada, it said yajna sampada, a paraphernalia for performing yajna. This is the meaning. Prabhupada also adds, or the means for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the essence or the substance why we perform yajna, for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of God. So one must perform sacrifices when resources are under control. The word has come, resources are under control. Now, it is mentioned for the grihastha, for householder, when he is sufficiently educated in Vedic knowledge and becomes sufficiently rich. That means we understand that performing yajna is not for everyone's pocket. Not everyone can perform yajna. So much paraphernalia is required, so much gold is required for performing yajna. So not possible. But still, the meaning comes is when you have resources under your control. Now what resources we have, whether brahmachari, whether grihastha, vanaprastha or sannyasi, what resources we have? Krishna has given us, everyone has been, you know, blessed by Krishna according to his own karma with some talent, with some skills, with this glorious human body. So everyone has resources under his control, which is body, which is mind, which is intelligence, false ego, and our own set of skills and talents. These resources are with us. No one can take away. Till the time body is diseased, body is working fine. So how to utilize these resources which are given, that is more important. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, whatever you have I will protect, whatever you lack I will give, I will provide. Now why shall Krishna provide? We already have. Why should Krishna provide more so that we can advance in spiritual life? And when Krishna will see that whatever resources have been given to us, we are utilizing in His service, then He will give. Example, suppose some, we take example of temple. So temple president is there and he is going out and there is some expenditure to be made. Some construction is to be done. So temple president gives 10 lakh rupees to the manager. You take this Prabhu and this work is to be done. You have to make payment for the material and the labor. And I will come after 15 days and we will see and give you more money. Now two situations can come. So one manager, what he does, he takes 10 lakh rupees and he purchases one car for himself. And then he spends some money on his family, and out of 10 lakhs, only 1 lakh he spends on the construction. So obviously the construction will not be at the pace going which was expected. And now president comes and manager goes and he says, Prabhuji, I need more 10 lakh rupees. So will he give? Will this authority give money to that manager? Because he was trusted once and given a responsibility and the resources, but he didn't utilize in the proper direction, so he will not be given further. Even if given, because someone is pestering and irritating again and again, then he will be under full supervision and observation. That independence will be taken back. So Krishna has already blessed us with the resources we have, and we don't utilize those resources in Krishna's service, why shall Krishna give us more? There's no reason, there's no logic. You may say, oh, Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is merciful, that's why He's given us. But what are we doing about it? How are we utilizing those resources? Are we using our body, our mind, our intelligence, false ego, in service of Krishna? That is where Krishna will increase the capacity. Many times disciples will go to Srila Prabhupada and ask him that, Prabhupada, how to do this? Prabhupada will give different answers. Most of the time Prabhupada will say, you proceed and Paramatma will guide you, Krishna will guide you. Because Prabhupada knew if this devotee will utilize his intelligence, whatever little intelligence given in service of Krishna, then Krishna will increase the intelligence level and then he'll be able to perform further. So when we utilize our resources given, then Krishna increases. Sometimes we may think, oh, I don't have money, how can I spend? But okay, you don't have money, Krishna has given you something. At least utilize that. So brahmachari is the body, the senses, is the mind, intelligence, false ego, has to be engaged in Krishna's service. And so nowadays everyone, and even if someone has money, Prabhupada is saying utilize that money for this movement, for this Hare Krishna movement, which has already begun. Very specifically Prabhupada says, for this movement, Hare Krishna movement, which has already begun. That means you don't have to find another movement, you don't have to start another movement. It has already begun. So give your money, give your education. If you are educated, use your education in Krishna's service. If you have money, use that in Krishna's service. Last week also similar words came. The Prabhupada is saying people should give money. Again, same thing. Here, Prabhupada quotes this verse from 3.9. Yagna arthat karmano anyatra karma bandhana.
Next verse after this, the 10th verse of 3rd chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling, in the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth the generations of men and demigods along with the sacrifices for Vishnu and blessed them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. People say that God is merciless.
Many people say God is merciless. He has no compassion for living entities and that's why we are suffering.
But here he is saying that in the beginning of creation only, I have sent the process of yajna through the authorized books and generations of men and demigods. So now you go and perform yajna, and what the result will be? You will live happily in this world and also achieve liberation from this world.
It's not that if we have to achieve liberation, we have to suffer here. Krishna is not having that plan.
We can live happily. Not, this happiness is not related to sense gratification.
This happiness is peaceful life.
Until and unless life is peaceful, mind is stable, it's difficult to perform bhakti also.
We get agitated.
So the Vedic literatures have given us this process by which we will be happy here also. And if we perform bhakti very nicely, at the end of life we will go back to birth.
When Prabhupada was going for a morning walk, so I don't know, Gurudas or one other, some devotee, he saw that Prabhupada is already out from the temple on the morning walk. He started running. And then he was with Prabhupada on the walk, the beach. So there were stones. And this devotee was not able to walk properly because the stones were pricking his feet.
So Prabhupada looked that someone is not very comfortable. So
Prabhupada asked, why are you not wearing your shoes?
And he said, Prabhupada, when I am with you, I don't feel any pain.
Prabhupada said, then come here, I will slit your throat.
And then Prabhupada said, already there are enough miseries or austerities in this material world. We don't have to increase.
Austerity which is performed under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master, that is the austerity recommended for us by Krishna.
Not that austerity we do which is not recommended by the bona fide guru.
Like austerity of Ravana, austerity of Hiranyakashipu, they did austerity, independent.
So they didn't get the result.
So it's not that Prabhupada also, Prabhupada gave best of the facilities.
Prabhupada will feel bad.
Yes, he told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, do you not want to purify?
When Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that, you know, we are facing difficulty in this Hare Krishna land because of rats and mosquitoes.
Prabhupada said, but Prabhupada felt bad.
Prabhupada said, I want to give you best of the facilities.
And he gave, which we are enjoying today.
So with that process and performance of bhakti, under the guidance, we will go back to God.
Now, as we discussed in the starting, whatever consciousness we were or we are, and whatever stage of Krishna consciousness we are, we are being engaged in direct service.
Whatever ability, capability we have, we should engage.
It's not there is a difference in one kind of service and another kind of service. Service is service. There is no difference. That's why we hear that whether one dresses the deity, worships the deity, or someone is mopping the floor in the temple hall, both are same. It's the consciousness which is different, not the service, or not the result also. Scriptures mention that if one pujari is worshipping Lord, doing, performing aarti, and a devotee is attending aarti, and someone has sponsored for that aarti, all three will get the same result. Obviously, depends on the consciousness with what they are doing the activity. So we were not told to, you know, go gradual process, which was already rejected by Krishna also. So Krishna is merciful. He loves living entity. We are his part and parcel. So he wants, okay, somehow we have fallen to this situation, suffering in the material world, still Krishna is giving us facility. It is we who have destroyed even whatever little facilities were given. His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj was saying that in devotees in Vrindavan are complaining about monkeys. That so many monkeys, Maharaj, you know, they snatch away the specks and anything you cannot carry. All the, you see, Vrindavan is a place, you know, abode of Lord, but all the windows and doors and houses are completely packed because monkeys will enter. Maharaj said, these monkeys are not disturbing you. You have disturbed them. Show me any tree in entire Vrindavan where there are fruits. What will they eat? You have already plucked the fruits before they eat. So what will they eat? So it is we who are disturbing the ecosystem, as they say. Otherwise, we were given. Anyways, now whatever has happened. Still we have a chance, an opportunity and the resources, so we perform the yajna. And yajna for Kali Yuga is Harinam Sankirtan and book distribution, which is going on. Everywhere devotees are distributing books. So this Harinam, this yajna is going on. And whoever will do with his or her sincerity, whatever, whether like Hanuman or like squirrel. Some devotees have made some video, a Hindi song from Ramayana. Whether you are a Hanuman or squirrel, no problem, distribute books. Whether one book or 10,000 books, whatever we have, we use that in Krishna's service. Our issue is our own illusion. We think, oh, I cannot do bigger service, so I shall not do any service. What is the doing of my small service when anyways other devotees will be glorified more than me? So whatever capacity we have got, we do it. That is simplicity. And Krishna will expand. And we have seen in history, it's not that every time one will perform. He has been blessed, he is doing. If Krishna is happy with our services will increase. If we are getting more services related to Krishna, that means Krishna is accepting our services. That's why we are getting more services. Otherwise, why will he accept? No one wants to, even an ordinary human being will not like to, you know, accept service from someone who does not like him. Krishna accepts service. And that's why he is increasing the service. Otherwise he will reduce the service. Yes. If you offend, Krishna reduces the service also. He takes away the service. So the last option he uses. So we must utilize our resources for Krishna's service. Burujan Prabhu was explaining that when Prabhupada says, when devotees, you know, it's mentioned that he has built a house in which everyone can stay. So what does it mean? Does it mean a physical structure where entire population of this globe will stay? Not possible. One answer Srila Prabhupada gave, that every home should be a temple. Our devotees should have deities and they should, you know, live life like temple. The Prabhuji was explaining another meaning of this is Prabhupada has created so many varieties of services that any person in the world with whatever capabilities, whatever resources he has, he can be engaged in Krishna's service. That is the meaning of Prabhupada creating this house in which we can live. Whatever capacity we have. In one part of America, they send small, no, devotees, they send small children, 4 years, 5 years old, they will knock the door. So to imagine 4 year old child coming, knocking the door and requesting you to accept Bhagavad Gita. So people accept Bhagavad Gita. So the child has some capacity. It has been utilized in Krishna's service. Then we will be peaceful. If we go by the other process, you know, of performing karma yoga and dhyana, controlling the mind, purifying the intelligence, dealing with false ego, and then we say we perform bhakti, how many years it will take? Whether possible or not possible, that also is a question. But if we directly engage in Krishna's service, things will be clarified. That is yajna. And this is mercy of acharyas who have given us this shortcut, the process of bhakti. So today is also Odana Shashti. I will discuss a little bit. Odana Shashti is a festival which is observed in Jagannath Puri because winter has started, and from today onwards there will be winter clothes for Lord Jagannath. And this festival, there will be many, many clothes which Jagannath will be wearing. All starched clothes. And this festival will go on till 14th of January, Makar Sankranti. Jai Shri Radharas Vihari Bhagwan Ki. So this festival of Odana Shashti starts from today, where Jagannath will be wearing winter clothes, and it will go up to Makar Sankranti. And the cloth, it is mentioned by Kaviraj Goswami that the cloth will be taken directly from the weavers. That means that cloth will have starch. So we have to wash it and use it for the Lord. Ideally we do that. But there in Jagannath Puri, it's a part of festival that they use the starch cloth for the Lord. So all the devotees along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they observed this festival. And whole night this festival was going on. Till late night, Mahaprabhu was there. All these devotees were there. So one devotee, Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Swarup Damodar, very close friends. So they were disclosing their minds with each other. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi said, that how is it that, you know, pujaris are using the starch cloth for the Lord, when it is mentioned in the scriptures that even if you touch the cloth which is starched, you have to wash your hands before performing any service to the Lord? How is it that they are directly putting the starch cloth over the Lord? So Swarup Damodar said, this is a part of festival. It is being conducted from generations. And Lord has accepted. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi says, yes, Lord may accept anything. Lord can do anything. He is the Supreme Lord. But But what about his servitors? He came in a little debating mood. Have his servants, has Jagannath's servants become an incarnation that they can also do anything? So Swarupa Damodar said, no, it's not like that. But this is accepted. So anyways, this discussion went on for some time. And then they parted, went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place and took rest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understanding the mind of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he wanted to exhibit mercy on him. So he came in the dream of Pundarik Vidyanidhi as Jagannath along with Balaram Baldev. In the dream only, both lords, Jagannath and Baldev, they started slapping him. They started slapping Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Again and again. How is it that you are talking in our dham against my devotees? My devotees are, not different from me. And like me, I don't come under any Varanashram system. My devotees, my servants are also not part of any Varanashram system. How is it that you are finding fault in them? And continue, they were slapping. His cheeks were like swollen. And red marks on the cheek. Obviously, the Lord is giving mercy in the dream, but the expression came in reality also. So he was getting beaten up, thoroughly beaten up. Then he started begging forgiveness, fell down at the feet of Lord that I have offended your devotees, and then started glorifying the Lord. That, my Lord, you are so merciful that you personally came and you have given me punishment. And he started laughing. The Lord went from his dream. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi woke up in the night and started laughing very loudly. Who will not be happy who got direct mercy from the hands of Krishna? Even though beating, that's mercy. And he accepted mercy. So this is a day when this festival was happening, and this is the day when Lord Jagannath and Baldev, they mercifully dealt with Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Now what we learn from this is what I understood, two things, that there are many Vedic literatures, all are authorized, and we see there are sometimes contradictions, apparent contradictions in different literatures. So what should we do? Mahajano yena gata sapanta. We should follow the Mahajana. Otherwise there are so many apparent contradictions, we will not be able to resolve. So we are also following Bhagavat Mark, but we have Pancharatri ke system in the temple. So sometime the pujari of particular temple, the head pujari, discussion with different leaders or different scriptures, they may set a system. And some other temple may be having different system. But because of our own illusion, because of our own fault finding, we may sometime tend to find fault with the system. That why Pujari is doing like this? Why is he doing like this? Which is a detail, which may not be important also, which Lord is also not observing. It's just a detail. So Pujari, nothing will happen to him. Lord is anyways happy. But we will be dealt. If Lord comes in our dream, that is good. But if he deals differently, unnecessarily we will become offenders. Just for seeing small details. And that too, if we have some concern, we can discuss with particular authority, with a proper submissive mood. Here it is mentioned that Pundarik Vidyanidhi came into a debate, like a challenge. Another thing we see, how he accepted the mercy of Lord. So when correction came, when chastisement came, he accepted very happily. The two things I understood from this pastime. So, And today is also auspicious appearance of His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. So any comments or question? Let me stop. Any comments on Bhagavatam or any questions? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Ahodan Shasti Festival ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.